the union of Aban Yedu Der Seicha. Sukkot is a Seicha to when we're in the midway, we're traveling. Right, but nowadays we got to the Salon into the Sukkah. Where are we going? Where are we going in the Sukkah? In the midbar, Zechon and Ankovah, they were journeying, they were traveling. So it's an emes, not that by Zeche, in Yiddishkeit, it's not just on a Zeche, you're doing something to commemorate. You're taking into the Zach itself, you're into the Inyan itself. So when you go into the Sukkah, it means we become travelers. Where are we going? So the Pasuk says, Leman Yedu Dorasech and Kibi Sukkah Seshafti. Das, we know from Svar Makdosh, and the Das is Schabros, Chibor. So Leman Yedu Dorasechim is in a Sukkah to be Mischaber to the Dorasechim. What's the word to be Mischaber to the Dorasechim? So, Mem says a Peladik Zach. Chet Egel, which Yom Kippur was the Mechila for the Chet Egel.
Is this Mischaber to the Dorasechim or Dorasechim has to Mischaber to something else?
Whichever context the Das is written in, you got to be Mischaber to that. By Odom Mechava, it says, Vayeda Odom Mischaber Ishtay. So that's the Schabros of Odom Mechava. Whatever the Das is talking about, Suleiman Yedu Der Seichem is attaching a Yediyah to Der Seichem. A Das to Der Seichem. What's the Oimek? So, it's Peldi Gazach. Yom Kippur is Mechila Chet Egel. Straight after that is Chag HaSukkos. That night you start building the Sukkah. By the Egel it says that the Rebbein Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it. Chas v'shalom to destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was poil mechila. What's right? He was poil mechila. Kili wasn't a mechila because it says the pasuk says b'yom pakti pakadati. In other words, every door gets the shtickle of the oynish of the chet Egel. So what was that? A loophole? What's the word? I'm going to give it gradually. How does that work? You know, what's the either mechila is a mechila. So the chet ha'egel is b'yom pakti pakadati. What's the pshat b'yom pakti pakadati? B'yom pakti pakadati means that Ribbono Shel Olam is handing it out. You get every dora gets a spoon of the oynish of the chet ha'egel. So we asked, what's the oymek shaboy? In other words. It's a loophole, kilu. It's a way of paying in tashlumim. How does it work? And the oimik is there's two anhogas. There's two ways of looking at the Dorim Midbar. The Dorim Midbar. In one way, they were the Dorim Midbar, the people shishim ribui ish that they lived there in the Midbar. That's one thing. There's another thing, and then another anhoga, and that's the anhoga of the Mr. Dorim Midbar was all the Dorias. It says wherever they stopped, wherever they encamped, was connected another place in Golis, where Klal Yisrael was seeding to stop. So the Emes of the Dorim Midbar in another way was all the Dorias together. So what was the Dorim Midbar exactly? So the Chiddush of the Kapar of the Chet Ha'egel was, the Rebbein Shalom says, I'm not looking at the people who made the Egel. I'm looking at the Dorim Midbar as the Dorim Midbar, what they represent. And the Dorim Midbar represents a chibor of all the Dorias together. Everywhere where they went was connected to different Dora, different Mokum, a different place in Golis. That was the Dor Deo. That was the Dor that has in it all the Dorias. So mitzad da anhoga, it's taka to spread it out. I don't know, but spreading it out because all those Dorias were there. All those Dorias were bechina. They were there and they were connected. All the Dorias are mushrish there and the Dor Deo. So therefore, that was the chiddush of the cheta of the kapara of the cheta egel. That if you're mischaber to all the Dorias, so then Bemis, it's not a loophole, then Bemis, it's all the Dorias that did the Chet Ha'egel. So all the Dorias, the Chet Ha'egel, so then you're punishing every Dor for their share. And Mele, it comes out that everybody got their bit, and Klal Yisrael is Chai V'Kayim. So you see from here, Moedek Yisod, you see from the Kapor of the Chet Ha'egel, which is the Kapor of Yom Kippur, came down Yom Kippur, you see that there's a, that when there's a chibur of all the Dorias together, that's a Hamtaka. When you're looking at the Dover itself, so then you judge it completely whether it's Roy or it's not Roy, and then the Makatri give a Makatri. When you look at all the Doyers, then there's a Hamtaka. That's the Chiddush of the Kapar of the Chet Ha'egel. Kapar of the Chet Ha'egel was in Yom Kippur. Straight after that, we build the Sukkah. So that's the Sod of Leman Yedu Der Seichem. That's why Leman Yedu Der Seichem, the Yid has to know that he has to be Mischaber to all the Doyers. Why? Because the Bnei Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, as you see from the Egel, from the Kapor Dachat Egel, you see that when they left Mitzrayim, they were taken out in Sukkos. Why were they taken out in Sukkos? Because they weren't a door as a ikvi, as a kviyistik door of a people. They were mitzad one hogo, mitzad an hogo of the Amtoka. The Bnei Yisrael wanted them to be involved in all the doors together. They should be a door of all the doors. So therefore, that's why they were traveling. They weren't just traveling in Mokum, they were traveling in Zman. They represented every place where they went, they represented a different Zman. So maybe they all encompassed all the Doris in Zman. And that's what led to the Hamtaka of the Chet HaEgel. So this is Magala, new Oira in the Inin of Sukkah. We asked before that when you walk out of your house into a Sukkah, where are you traveling? Teretz says you're traveling through time. There's two travelers. There's a traveler traveling in Mokum, and then there's a traveler traveling Zman. There's everything. There's Oilam Shon and Nefesh. There's Zman and there's Mokum. So Derech Klal, you travel in Mokum. Sukkah is Machadish that you travel through Zman. And that's what the Sukkah is. You travel through Zman. And travel through Zman means that we're Meschaber to all the Doyers. That's Leman Yedu Dor Seicha. Just like Kibisukkah is Ishafti. Just like the Klal is the Dor Deo, so to us. So that's a new. So that's the Sod of the Oshpizah. One day with Avraham Avinu. A few days later, we're already with Yosef, and then we're already with David. In other words, Avraham Avinu was the Rishis. Avraham Avinu was the Rishis of the Bria. So Ela told the Shemayim Boratz Bihi Boram, because Alpayim, the first 2,000 years, were called Alpayim Toyu. So the Bria begins with Avraham Avinu. That's the first Ashpizan. David HaMelech is David Malkim Shir, that's the end. So through Sukkos, we go through the whole Matzav. And we're going through all the doyers, and that's a hemshich to the Kapora of Yom Kippur, where we're meschaber to all the doyers. We're meschaber to all the doyers. That's besod design of Shpizen. That's besod design of Shpizen. As you see, the same thing, mamish, the same thing with Avraham Avinu. Everything Rabban Shalom did with Avraham Avinu, Rabban Shalom always brought in all the doyers and things that are happening later, things that are happening in different doyers. Avraham Avinu, Rabban Shalom says, "Lech, go to Eretz Yisrael." No, then he goes to Amud Mitzrayim. Why? Because Klal Yisrael is going to be Mitzrayim. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, what did he see? He came here and he saw. Rashi says, here he saw the Chet of Ochon. There he saw. He keeps on traveling through Doiris, and then in Bris Ben Amsorim, Avraham says, "Sachar Kol, I want a son. I want a son." Says Rabban Shalom, "Yeah, Gan Sa Bris Ben Amsorim, Ki Gege Zeracha Beretz Lo Ilehem Vavodum Gam Agoya Sheivoydu Dona Noichi Gam." Says Rashi, "The Rabbis Arba Malchi. Ask for a son, a bracha for a son. You go to ask a tzaddik a bracha for a son. He starts telling you a whole shtalshlis from the beginning till the end till Mashiach comes. He asks for a son. Hanoichi Oyle Chariri." Teretz says, Rabban Shalom is being galat Avraham Avinu. I'm telling you the way. The way to do it is that he has to know the Yishayach to all the doors. He has to know he has to be mitchaber, he has to be mechaber, attach, latch on to all the doors. When he does that, that's a Mordig HaHamtoka. Because when he's dealt by Asher Husham as a prat, as a yochid, or as a door, so then there's kitrugim. And it's kitrugim. But when you're kavua, it's called kavua kamechza al mechza. Right? So then you haven't got a roiv. Then he doesn't get. Then there's no miyat k'misheino. When you mischab yourself to grace the doyrus, meilas. I had a slip. But if you look at the person himself, if you look at him. In other words, the person derech avoid has got to be mischab. Mosa yagiu meisel meisa avoisai. A person's got to be mischab to Avram. He's got to be mischab to Yitzchok. In other words, we're starting soon the seder of Parshas Hashavua. Bereishis Shmoyis. The healing about Tanya says, I think from Shlomo, that person's got to live with the parsha. To live. What does it mean to live with the parshas? When we're in parshas lech lecha, we're mamish there. We're feeling. When you parshas vayera, to feel what's going on there, to feel and chayisora, you got to live in the parshas, to live in the parshas, the brothers and Yosef, to feel the tzar of Yaakov Avinu. You got to live in the parshas. When a person lives in the parshas, so then he's mischaber with all the doris. He's chaber with all the doris. That's the greatest hamtokas adin. That's the sod of the shpizim. That's the sod of the mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah is a travel, but a travel through Zman. Then we travel. Then on David HaMelech. Like I said before, David HaMelech is the last of Shpizim, because David HaMelech is all encompassed. Everybody, all the doors. Sefer Tehillim is all the doors. Sefer Tehillim is all the doors. All the doors. That's why that's the school. Like I said before, that's the school of Sefer Tehillim. The person says Tehillim, he's being mechaber himself with all the bayot. So really, his bayah, his yirida, no. It's kamisha eno, it's bottle, hashtikl, in if you look at everybody's Taurus and everybody's yiridus and other doyrus and other doyrus, so then it's a person is much safer, it's much more of a mtoka if he's mischaber to other doyrus, and that's the ischabrus of leman yedu doyrus eich. It says Chavrus Laman Yidu, not to be Kavua. Person is Kavua, so then he's judged with his Kvius. He's judged. That's him. Sukkos is a Diris Ara. Diris Ara means there's no Kvius anymore. Why? Because we're not necessarily belonging here, we're not necessarily belonging there. So we say the vote. And the Krishma is where you close your eyes, where we say the vote. Some Shat is, but Hachana for Birch Krishma is Yetz Oyer by Choshech. You start from the beginning of the Bria. That was when you're closing your eye, you can connect anywhere. Starting from Yetzer Oyer by Choshech in the beginning. And the last Bracha is Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, which is at the end. Shat is when a person closes his eyes, he can be Mischabe with anything that took place from the beginning of all time till the end of all time, every single Yid. That's the Sod of Koyach. That was the Sod of the Pegam of Koyach. What the Koyach Taina? Koyach Taina that he's going to have a Hilge Enikul, Shmuel Anovi, Shokol Kenegad Moshe V'Aaron. Taki's Gav Shataina. But the vote is that Koyach was asking for himself. He was self-centered. He was asking for himself. So you can't chop the rope on both ends. You want to say that you're mischaber to a different door. So you can be she'enoi, like he said before. You can be she'enoi. Kilu, but you want an efemeli. You mischaber to different doors. But you're not kmi she'enoi. You're tevea for yourself. If you're tevea for yourself, so you want now that you should be the kohen gadol. So you can't come with ich bin garnish. I'm just latching on to later generations. You can't have the cake and eat it. It's other. So that was Koyach's pegam. If he wouldn't have had that pegam, so he's mischabed taket to later doors, b'schus later doors. Tzadik says that just like earlier doors can be melamed schus and later doors can be melamed schus and earlier doors. Taket go together, but that's only if you're not kavua. But if you want to be kaveh or something, is then the person's judged kilu in that bechina b'asher u'sham. So that's the Koyach of Sukkos, the Koyach of the Shpiz, and the Koyach of a Yid going to the Sukkos to realize that, you know, it doesn't have to get Torah, it doesn't have to get Meshubit by the Shibit Malchis that we're living over here. The Yid Zitztach with Avram, Yid Zitztach with Moshe Rabbeinu, Yid Zitztach with Yosef HaTzadik, tonight the Shpiz of Yosef HaTzadik. Yid sits and he belongs, he's somewhere completely different. It's Mamish Taka tonight, the Shpiz of Yosef. Yosef was a Mitzrayim, he was being Oisik and under avoiders of his gathering together and its sites of Kedusha. He was in Mitzrayim, but he was Oisik in something completely different. He belonged to somewhere else completely. That's the sod of Kiyum of Klal Yisrael and Golos. That's what Sukkah does to us. It puts us in a room, in a Sukkah, and there in the Sukkah are sitting people, are Shpizen, span all the doiras, and from there Yid comes into the Sukkah and he says, and that's the vote when it comes to the God, that's the vote when it comes to David, who's the last of Shpizen. David is the scholarless of the whole Klal Yisrael together, and that's the vote. That's why Goy Gamogog glues Sancherim, Chanetza, they all picked on the door they were living in. But when it's Mushlam, when it comes to the Bechen's Goyga Moga, that's when Klal Yisrael has reached the Bechina of Shita Al-Fishne. That's when they've reached their Bechina of the Shleimus of Olam Hazeh. Maybe the Goyga Moga are now fighting against all the Doyers. They're fighting against the whole Klal Yisrael Miratius Vaad Achris. Now that's the Tkufa. There they find them Apollo. Because when Yidnam is Chaber to all the Doyers, to everything, is then that's the Mapala. So that's the whole thought. The Chama is a Kvius. Chama is a Kvius, that's why it's Treif. Eden can't feel the Levana, so he's changing the Kvius. Levana, the moon, is a Diris Arai. And the Chama is a Diris Keva, the same cycle. Chama corresponds to Kvius. Chamasim Rumutzilasa is Psula. Because Chama corresponds to Kvius, one matzav, one zach. That's not what Klal Yisrael are. Klal Yisrael are all over the place. Sukkos Megala, the Klal Yisrael is all over the place. And therefore we can latch onto Schusim from later, from earlier generations. We can latch onto all various things, because that's the sod of Chag HaSukkos. That's the Leman Yeidu Dorseichem. Get to know, even Pashup Shem, get to know the Doros, and then be Meschaber to those Doros. Because that's what saved Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. It's a big Yisod in Sukkah. Traveling through Zman. It's a dearest Arai. We're traveling through Zman. Then we go into Taka Andrevelt. Shmini Atzeres, Taka Andrevelt. And this is that all the Doros, everything in Sukkah is about the Chesgah Gomogeg, the Geula. I think the Tefer Shlomo says that you mix Chachat, Ipsoyus, Goyer, and the Yekev. Gorin is the Gorin. Those are all the Dvarim Batalim, the Diburim Batalim that went out into the Bria. Sukkos is Ma'asav, all of them together. So Sukkos is Issof, a gathering of all the Doris. Yekeb Yezot, that's what Teres Yeshua said. Man, probably saw it in the Teres Yeshua, because Yekeb is a whole Kamatri and a whole Zachan, which is Kedaka Bakoidish. Now that's Keneged, Yespengeneged, the Pegama Bris. So Sukkos is gathered together, you make it from the Pseudless Goyim Yekev. Pseudless means from the Mitzvotes that went astray to the Goyim, the Dvorim Batalim, from the Goyim, from the Yekev, of the Pegama Bris, and that comes together. So Sukkos is the Koyach that brings everybody together. Evdim Meretz Hashu, Anidochim Meretz Mitzrayim. That's the Koyach. It's the Koyach of Sukkah. Sukkah takes care of all the Doyers. The whole Tshuva is told in that. Atim Netzov Mayim is Esashe Yeshna Poi, Esashe Enena Poi. Holding in of a Ravus, because Raven, the ones that are here, the ones that are not here. That's the sod of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not fixed to a specific generation, to a certain. Every generation has its avoida, but it's B'soich Shah, B'soich called Klal Yisrael. Just from this door, Esashe Yeshna Poi, Esashe Enena Poi. Feel the spiesen. The word tzaddikim, the felt the spiesen. The word tzaddikim, felt the spiesen, meaning that they were those tzaddikim who felt Avraham Avinu and Parshas Lech Lecha. They felt in the sukkah.
When he's setting up the sukkah, he's bringing all these chairs. Like, we're having seven guests. He got to the point of mamish. So like,
mamish, wow.
How many chairs? Seven, two.
Well, yeah. Halavai aleinu, that's mimus.
Sukkah, you know,
how's that?
To explain to him.
You should take give him a chair of COVID every day for that shpizen. No, you shouldn't think. The Rebbe told him the shpizen does come, and then Tati says the shpizen doesn't come. No, rather the shpizen comes. You know, with people the Kafida Madrega, people see the same thing as the kois shel Eliyahu. You know, the Rebbe tells him that Eliyahu is coming to drink it. It's not good. It's good not to say fakir. Otherwise he's got kasha. Otherwise he's right, he's got kasha. Is he coming or isn't he coming? Rachman is a keno. Shmizoichem is Hashem. It's me with Ale Eden, all Eden, Ale Eden. You had two different types of Gdoilim. The Gdoilim who looked at the Shitta Al-Fishnin, and the Gdoilim who looked at that door. And very often they didn't see eye to eye. In most cases they didn't see eye to eye. God was looking at the Shitta Aleph and Shnin, so he appreciated what Wusmat did. The Baruch Rebbe's Mahalach was, you tell a Yid to do a mitzvah, you tell a Yid to do this. You know, so others say, no, you're Makar or something, you have to make him into a mensch, into a bentoyer, and this and that. Eilevele different lechayim, it depends what you're looking at. If you're looking at the door, so you have to take a produce, b'nei toyer, etc. But the tzaddikim are looking at something from Oif and Klali, from Shitta Aleph and Shnin, so all the Sfarim say that. All that's left for us to do is the Nachapo Mitzvahs. But the avoid has been done already from all the previous Doiris. And now we're the Siyim, we're the Gemar, we're the Chosim. It's about trouble. It was in a Shomer that the whole time he was living in the Bechin of this is, we have to just do the last few things. He was looking at the Matzav of the Shitta Aleph Shnin, the earlier Doiris. And we have to just finish off. And just finishing off, you bring a Nacha Yidin, brings the goal of Nachko. So another Yid is from. Wasn't into taking everyone and working. The difference between bringing out five Balei Tshuvas every year, which are Mamish or Kiveges, Chazanish, and bringing out 10,000. So, well, the pshat is that the more Yidden you bring back is about than entering the Geula. So that was a different. Like I said before, there's a bechina of looking at building this door as a door, making it a successful door, and then there's an Indian of this is part of all the other doors. For the other doors, we just this is part of the already the together with all the other doors, we're already mitkarev to the end. Just need another, like the Rambam says, Hefsher has failed a need Abba Minim, one Mamo Yid chuckles Lulav, Hefsher, that's gonna bring the Gula, Hefsher, that's gonna bring the Gula. These were Yidin who saw everything on a Shitta Alfish Nindik Masif. And there, Noch Yid Ting a Mitzvah is a gewaltige Sach. If you look at the door itself, Noch Yid a Mitzvah. If you look at all the years, and also mitzvah achas mechriyas kol olam lekaf zchus, so then that's a different anhoga. So you see very often that's why there's a big clash very often. It's stuck a very different avoda when you're looking at something. But tzaddikim, you see, you know, tzaddikim that say that they're good and they just wanted this. Zolzayin git for Yidden, should be good for Yidden. Yeah, that was they weren't so rigid. So they were looking at the ikus of the mshichas, the tkufa. We were mamish there already. The door is already be mevara. Most of it already, nearly all of it already. Now it's just left for nochayitz leg and tefillin, nochayitz shochel and lulav. And that's a very very different way of looking at it. Chata Egel is Mechiach saved. Chata Egel saved. To look at all the doors together. Yeah. You look at all the doors together, you look at our door, you see what Nisyonis we have, how much our door is more shuffled than all other doors. So everything a Yid does is a Merdeka Limit Schus. Menschlam turn around and say, Kilu, you know, if the earlier door, say that you're Tzaddik, you'd be in their door, and Mechaber the doors together. So then it comes out that Goro, we look at our door itself, the door shuffled, the Arnim and Morod. You look at our door, can I get the other doors with the Nisyonis that we have and the Emunah that we have and all the Chashchus? So it's a word that can limit Schus in our door.
That's
the Manyeh there, the same. That's the Manyeh Dor Seichem, it's a word that can Schus. Some people look at the door itself. So that's the Vainoyach, Yesh Adosh and Ignai. Yesh L'doish Nishach, put him in another door, but it's... Yeah. He just live with all the doors together. What say Yagi or Maisai? Yeah. Yishkoyach.